This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Is the big tax overhaul of 2017 hurting the value of what is, for many Americans, their biggest asset, their home? Now, you recall that the White House and GOP tax plan, amid benefits to some, also took away some key deductions for state taxes and capped the property tax deduction. This hit people in parts of the country with high property taxes and higher home prices, often so-called blue states. A new report from ProPublica and Fortune magazine calculates that the tax law is making house values lower in some parts of the country than they'd otherwise be, in a way that really adds up. The piece is the work of two voices that will be familiar to listeners of this program, Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi and the story's author, ProPublica editor-at-large Alan Sloan. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Nationwide, how much home value in the aggregate has been lost according to this analysis?
$1.04 trillion, which I round to a trillion.
Now, we should be clear. It's not that the tax law dropped the prices of homes in America by 4%. It's that they might have been 4% higher had it not been for the tax law, according to you.
Zandi says on average they would be 4% higher. In addition, a second source, a fellow named Hugh Lamley, his numbers were different, but he had a similar methodology. And when these two people who don't know each other and have never talked come up with the same methodology, you can be sure I'm going to listen.
All right. And Mr. Lamley is a retired Wall Street guy. Your piece examines a house in suburban New York. It's actually West Orange, New Jersey, an $800,000 house, which sounds like a lot in many parts of the country. It's really more upper middle class in the New York metro area. This effect of what the 2017 tax overhaul does really puts a dent into that home's value?
Right. This house has property taxes of just under $29,000 a year. And they used to be fully tax deductible. Now I'm assuming they're not tax deductible. And when you go through the math, you end up with a hit to value of somewhere between $138,000 and $173,000.
That range, depending on what mortgage rate that they're paying, okay.
So if you bought the house in, say, the middle of 2017, having no idea this tax bill was coming and you were going to lose your tax deductions, and you put up a 25% down payment, which is $200,000, your loss of value is more than half of what you put into the house. This is an extreme example, but it's very telling.
Now, what about the argument that the 2017 tax overhaul spurred economic growth? I mean, that presumably might create extra demand for houses, and that could drive prices up a little bit.
I suppose, but I don't think that happened any more than the average person got the $4,000 pay increase that the White House was talking about being a result of the new tax law.
ProPublica editor-at-large Alan Sloan, always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, David. My pleasure.
His piece notes that some first-time home buyers would benefit from the lower house prices suggested here. Sloan's piece, entitled Trump's Trillion-Dollar Hit to Homeowners, appears in both ProPublica and Fortune magazine this morning.